With Cap Radio News, I'm Devin Yamanaka. Not all rapes in California are considered violent crimes, but a group of state lawmakers is trying to change that. If a rape was committed by force against the victim's will, that's considered a violent felony. But right now, if a rapist caused them to be intoxicated in order to assault them, it is not. Democratic State Senator Maria Alvarado Gil of El Dorado Hills is authoring a bill to change that.
I want to be clear that rape is a violent act, regardless of the circumstances surrounding it. And yet, our current laws fail to reflect that truth.
That's thanks to Proposition 57, which was aimed at reducing prison overcrowding by granting early release to nonviolent offenders. When the proposition passed in 2016, it classified only some rapes as violent. This bill would only extend violent felonies to those who intentionally drug their victims. Other instances where the victim was intoxicated on their own would still not be considered violent. Elk Grove is among the top 100 best places to live in the country. That's according to city marketing website livability.com. The ranking looked at small and mid-sized communities across the U.S. Scores are based on economic variables and quality of life, including affordability. Only cities with a median home value of $500,000 or less made the list. The analysis of average rent and home prices relative to income was part of the selection process. Elk Grove scored higher than any other city in the environment category, which looked at population density, air quality, and risk of natural disaster. Other California cities that made the list include Clovis, Murrieta, and Redding. Reno, Nevada also scored well. A new $144 million Veterans Administration superclinic was dedicated today in San Joaquin County, just south of Stockton. Cap Radio's Rich Iberia was there and tells us it fills a decades-old void.
The project has been on the drawing board for over 20 years, and now the time has finally arrived as thousands gathered for the opening.
Ready to cut the ribbon and open the doors to state-of-the-art healthcare services closer to where our veterans live.
The four-story clinic will serve 80,000 veterans living in San Joaquin, Stanislaus, Calaveras, Tuolumne, and Amador counties. David Stockwell is director of VA Healthcare in Northern California and says this area has long been underserved.
The sixth largest population in the state of California, and to not have a large VA facility has really been a hardship for veterans to travel longer distances to get access to care.
Congressman Josh Hodder says trips to the Bay Area and Sacramento for treatment will no longer be necessary.
Look around. You see a whole lot of our veterans here who are in wheelchairs or in walkers who can't drive themselves, and that can be a journey that'll take 7-8 hours round trip.
The late Richard Pittman was a Marine and Medal of Honor winner from Stockton, for whom the VA clinic is named. Tino Adami served as a Marine in Vietnam and led the charge with his fellow vets to see this clinic to completion.
For the future generation, we need to get the facility ready for the women also, and this is going to be the future for the younger vets.
The clinic will offer a whole array of medical services, including dental, surgery, and an eye clinic. In San Joaquin County, Rich Ibarra, Cap Radio News.
And you can find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.